The year was 1998. I was 30 years old. I had just a couple years ago, 1996, gotten my equity card at the old Everyman Theater up on Charles Street. Ooh, yeah, shouts out. Three shows that season. I just spent the summer doing a couple weeks of an extended run of Godspell over at the old Roundhouse Theater, the old one on Bushy Drive. They had a two-week extension. A couple of people couldn't do it. They hired me to come in. I got a couple weeks in working in equity theater, met a new director, Kathy Feininger, fantastic director. Later that summer, getting ready to come into fall, she calls me and says, hey, I had this opportunity. Director up at Rep Stage dropped out, and they've given me this script. I'm going to be straight up with you. It's not a great script. It's a chamber musical, six people in it. Debbie Soddy Forrest is going to come and do the choreography. I've got some other great people. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm trying to get work up at Rep Stage, and I want to introduce myself. I know you're trying to integrate yourself into the community. It'd be a great opportunity for you to meet them. So I'm like, Kathy, I love you, trust you. It's like it's a song and dance, physical comedy, kind of, you're the innkeeper. I'm like, great, love it, sounds like a great idea. And so we get into rehearsal, and she's right, you know, we start to play with the script a little bit, and I'm chewing as much scenery as I can, which means I'm making the script better by making it funny, because the script's not funny. But we're having a great time in rehearsal, and it's, you know, we get to like each other, and we come into the Friday before Tech Weekend. Tech Weekend is when everything comes to life in the theater. And we all go out, and we have a great time, and there's like a bonding moment, and we stay out late, and we drink, and it's all good. The next morning, we come in for tech, and it's 10 a.m. And the first thing is, all six of us come down. We do this little dance thing to introduce, you know, it's a little chamber musical. So we're coming down stage, and so Q1 comes, and we do a little dance. We're coming up stage. Lights come up. Whoom, whoom, heat. Girl. Not hydrated. Shoo. Poof, down. Goes. Hard. Poof, right away. Hold, actors hold, please. Can the actors please hold? Because there's a woman down immediately at the beginning of tech. Now, tech in the theater, a lot of people call it Hell Week. Me, I have always called it magic time. It's the most special time in the theater for me because everything you've been imagining in your brain finally comes to life, right? You get to get the costumes and the lights and the set and the sound and the people, and it all becomes more real. Like everything you've been imagining, I call it magic time. This was Hell Week. She goes down, and Mike Schleifer, who's the stage manager, this is how long ago it was, he's now the managing director of the Alliance Theater. He's stage managed for Everyman. He was a production manager at Center Stage. But he calls a hold, and they go get the understudy, and we have to hold for an hour to do the first cue of the tech. And then it got bad. It soon became clear that in this production that not everything had been fully finished as we got to the set pieces. And for the physical comedy guy, it's really important that the set is done. So as we started getting into rehearsal, day one, they're like, oh, Jimmy, here's your swinging door. I'm like, whoa, it was supposed to be like two swinging doors? Like, yeah, what's a swinging door? I'm like, okay. Like, yeah, Kathy wants to see some bits with it in like 15 minutes. Like, 15 minutes, give me 15. I can do like three or four bits. I'll give them some. Oh, the walk out, shoo, shoo, shoo. I walk through back in. You walk out, shoo, 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 and oh, and it hits me in the butt, right? The walk out, get the thing. The walk back in, get the thing. The walk out, it doesn't touch me, right? So, like, working out my bits. Great. Okay, now, Tuesday. Oh, here, Jimmy, here's the well. Oh, great. The well was supposed to be, like, this tall. Yeah, well, it's, like, this tall now. Okay, where's the winch? I'm supposed to do the thing to pull. The winch is supposed to pull me back in the well. They're like, oh, yeah, I couldn't afford the winch. We cut the winch. Okay, so no well. Kathy wants to see four bits in 15 minutes. Okay, 15 minutes. Four bits. Okay, we'll do the step over. Oh, I missed the bit. So I'm working out the bits. The week goes on. We get to Thursday night. It's final dress, have an audience, full, sold-out house. They give us, finally, The Man with a Load of Mischief is the name of the inn. Little chamber musical, Man with a Load of Mischief. And so they give us, finally, the big oldie English inn sign with a big picture of the guy on it. It says, Man with a Load of Mischief. But even though theater is the where it's the illusion of reality, they decided to make it look like a nice, heavy, three-quarter-inch plywood sign that they made oversized for comedic effect that hung too low. I was one of three actors to hit their head on the sign that evening. The first two shorter than I am, but also on exits where they walked, they said their line and they turned and they walked and went pa-ting, and the sign swung back and forth. Well, I had had like a half an hour before the show, but I couldn't work any bits out with this thing. I was like trying to work bits out and I was like, well, you know, I can't do whatever. So knowing other people had hit their heads on this, my wife and I in the show, I'm like, when we enter, we're going to have to make it a little farther over so you can cross past me, and I'll say my line to her, then I'll turn back to say my line to you. She's like, awesome. So I make my entrance in such verve and enthusiasm for my comedic relief. I say my line and I turn and hit my head on the sign. Well, the thing about that sign is it only swings forward and backwards. It does not swing side to side. Mike Schleifer in the booth said the sound was like a home run ball. He in the booth was like, "That is amazing! Oh my God, when I wasn't paying attention, Kinzel worked out a new bit because the way his body just dropped to the floor lifeless like that, that's gotta be comedy. That man is brilliant. That man's amazing. That man's not moving." I don't know how long I was out. I was out for a while. So as I come to, I look up and there's two women on stage. But you know, there's a thing in theater, you never leave a man behind. If somebody messes up on stage, you usually cover for them. But they had both thought that I died. The women were like face agape, drop jawed, slack jawed. So I woke up and realized where I was and crawled over to the fountain and crawled up onto the fountain, looked around for a minute, realized it was my line, said a line of dialogue that I'm going to guess was something equivalent to what I would normally say, and the show went on. Schleifer said the silence for those few minutes in the theater were unlike any experience he had ever had and never had since. And then the show went downhill. I came back the next night to do opening, and I'm also the dance captain, so we're running a couple of numbers before the show, and I'm like, "Hey, guys, can you turn the monitors on? We can't hear what's going on upstage, on stage." And they're like, "Jimmy, the monitors are on." I was like, "Well, I can't hear anything." They're like, "You can't hear anything?" I had lost hearing, because I had not just a concussion, but a brain contusion, which means you've bruised your brain. Oh, yeah. So we end up... over the next week, having to adapt things like light and sound suddenly give me massive migraines. So they had to cut my like opening second act and dance and song number because I would sing and then cry. And then backstage became for me sing, do number, run out to the corner where it's quiet, where there's no light, where the woman playing my wife could wrap my head in ice while the other people would go on stage. Now, the other thing that happened was because chaos in the theater causes unity, right? We come together in times of crisis. Well, the kind of coming together that was happening between the other couples backstage was not healthy. I don't know if it wasn't healthy, but it wasn't professional. So it also became unwrap my head from ice, go to make entrance, say things like, "I'm sorry, I know you guys only have a couple of minutes, but I really need to make an entrance through there. Could you stop kissing just so I can..." It was one of the worst theatrical experiences I'd ever had. But I will say Kathy was right. It gave me a gift that will forever keep giving for me. It is by far the headline of a review that I cherish the most in the world. I gotta say, for a show that's been panned by the critics, not just for me, but probably for any project I've worked on, where it's, Man with a Load of Mischief, it's a chamber musical, and in the DC city paper, next to a beautiful big picture of my face, it says, "Chamber pot, man drops a load."